From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Coast Guard Admiral in charge of federal oil spill relief efforts in the Gulf of Mexico says BP has made progress, but more needs to be done. After repeated failures, BP is now reporting some success. The company says a containment dome it's placed over the blown-out well is capturing more oil than ever. And Chief Executive Tony Hayward says he hopes the well will be under control soon.
There's a second containment system to be introduced next weekend, and by the end of the month there'll be a more permanent containment system in place ahead of the relief wells getting there in August.
Hayward was interviewed by BBC Television. The oil in the Gulf has steadily spread east, washing up in bigger clumps along Louisiana's shore, and the slick is now visible just a half a mile off the coast of Florida. Florida Governor Charlie Crist returned to the Panhandle yesterday to inspect the westernmost counties now being impacted by the spill. From member station WUWF, Sandra Averhart reports.
The sheen and tarballs from the BP spill have now been reported as far east as Grayton Beach in South Walton County. Governor Crist conducted an aerial and land inspection of the region. While at Pensacola Beach, he discussed his call for more help, including more money, skimmers, and boom. And he reiterated his commitment to do everything possible, including potential use of the National Guard.
It's certainly possible. You know, we want to have an all-hands-on-deck approach to this. That's why I signed an executive order declaring a state of emergency so that any assets that we can utilize, we're getting.
The Florida governor was accompanied by noted musician Jimmy Buffett, a Gulf Coast native who plans to go ahead and open his first hotel in Pensacola Beach in a week. For NPR News, I'm Sandra Averhart in Pensacola, Florida.
Authorities have reportedly arrested two New Jersey men who were allegedly trying to leave the U.S. to join a jihadist group and kill American troops. Brian Zumhagen of member station WNYC has more on that story.
A report in the Newark Star-Ledger says the men were taken into custody at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, where they were trying to board flights to Egypt on their way to join a militant group in Somalia. The newspaper identifies the suspects as 20-year-old Mohammed Hamoud Alessa and 26-year-old Carlos Eduardo Almonte. The report cites officials familiar with the details of the arrests who spoke on condition of anonymity. The FBI and the New York Police Department have confirmed that two men were arrested at the airport. An FBI investigation says no threat was made there, but wouldn't elaborate on the investigation. For NPR News, I'm Brian Zumhagen in New York.
Afghanistan's president has ordered a review of all Taliban suspects being held in Afghan prisons. It's Hamid Karzai's first official response to a national conference last week on ways to end the country's insurgency. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Azerbaijan. The U.S. and NATO used the former Soviet republic as a transit point for getting supplies and soldiers to Afghanistan. This is NPR. Israeli authorities say all 19 people aboard a ship prevented from breaking Israel's blockade of Gaza have signed deportation papers and are expected to leave Israel today. The vessel was intercepted by the Israeli Navy yesterday and taken to the port of Ashdod. The BBC's John Donison is in Gaza.
The Irish citizens on board will be flown home from Tel Aviv Airport. Six Malaysian activists will be deported through Jordan. Meanwhile, the British government is expected to finally approve a $28 million donation for the United Nations operation in Gaza. The UN knew this money was coming, but the timing of the announcement, after a week where Israel's blockade has been very much in the spotlight, is significant. At least three more ships are understood to be planning trips to Gaza to try and break the blockade. But Israel insists its policy towards Gaza will not change.
Spain's Rafael Nadal will face Swede Robin Söderling in the men's final of the French Open today. Eleanor Beardsley reports that Nadal will try to capture his fifth victory on the clay courts.
Nadal has won four of the last five French Opens. His winning streak was broken last year by Söderling. This year, if Nadal beats Söderling, he will join tennis legend Bjorn Borg as one of the only two players to win the clay court Grand Slam tournament five times. A victory will also see him replace Roger Federer in the number one spot. Federer was eliminated by Söderling in the quarterfinals. Nadal, who has lost only 16 out of his 218 career clay matches, is seen as today's heavy favorite. But the French Open has been full of surprises this year. On Saturday, 17-ranked Francesca Schiavone beat favorite Samantha Stosur to become the first Italian woman to win a Grand Slam title. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.